I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. In 2017, nearly 1,000 children died from drowning in the U.S. To talk about specific ways to keep children safe around water is Dr. Elizabeth Mack. She's the Division Chief for Pediatric Critical Care Medicine at MUSC Children's Health, and she's a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Mack, we're into warm weather now, and many kids are around water on a frequent basis. What's our best approach to develop a plan to keep children of all ages safe around water outdoors?
Drowning is most common in kids under four, and it typically happens in home swimming pools. So the most effective and proven way to prevent drowning is actually fences around the pool. There are a few specifications for those. The fences should be at least 4 feet high. They should be surrounding the pool, all four sides of the pool. There should be a locked gate that opens in the pool area, and the gate should actually open out away from the pool. The fence should actually be climb-proof without any slats where kids can sneak through.
What else can we do around swimming pools in particular to keep kids of all ages safe?
There are a couple of particular recommendations for pool covers. So the most safe type of pool cover is the electric-operated pool cover. Pool covers should actually not be the type that kind of sink in a little bit where water can collect, and they should not be soft because they can appear as a flat surface and kids can look on them and say, oh, look, there's a flat surface, and then jump to get something on top and then fall in. The other thing, you can actually have alarms on the pool itself and that can detect waves, and that could alert you that something is in the pool that isn't supposed to be there. In addition, you really have got to have all the toys off the top of the pool and off the top of the pool cover, so it's less tempting for the kids to really jump on or jump in.
What additional things can we do at the beach or at lakes and kids are there?
One of the most important things that we can do is to designate an undistracted, sober water watcher. So in other words, an adult whose only job at that time is to watch the kids that are in and around the water, to make sure you're constantly counting the children and that nobody is missing, nobody's underwater, nobody's doing anything unsafe.
What can you tell us about the effectiveness of giving children swimming lessons specifically with the idea that it will improve safety around water?
So for kids greater than a year of age, there is data to suggest that kids that have had swimming lessons are less likely to drown. However, of course, that's in conjunction with all the other safety steps that adults should take. But there is no data to suggest that kids less than a year of age who've had swim lessons are less likely to drown.
What other water hazards do we need to be alert to?
So the bathtub is a big one that we have to really be cognizant of. Kids get in even just a few inches of water can drown. So we have to have an adult present when young kids are around water or when developmentally delayed kids are around water in the home to make sure that they are supervised the entire time for a bath. Any kind of kiddie pool in the backyard or any source of water collection where kids might find interesting or enticing, we really have to think of all the water sources as potential sources of drowning.
Dr. Mack, thanks for information about keeping kids safe around water.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.